Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. There are ghosts lurking in Indiana's caves, feeding on the remains of the dead and preying on those bold enough to trespass its territory. This is either the beginning of a bad horror movie or the description of one of Indiana's rarest crustaceans, the ghost crayfish. The ghost crayfish is unlike most other species of crayfish because of its choice of habitat. Instead of the clean, cool-running waters of rivers, lakes, and streams most crayfish prefer, this particular crayfish is found underground in caves. Like many other cave creatures, the ghost crayfish is specially adapted to its dark surroundings, exhibiting such features as reduced eyes, lack of pigmentation, and a slower metabolic rate. Despite its ominous name and creepy cannibalistic tendencies, it is the ghost crayfish that is easily spooked, especially when it comes to human influence. Crayfish are typically very sensitive to the quality of the water in which they live. Like other crayfish, the ghost needs clean, filtered water. It can suffocate easily if there's any type of contamination. Careless cavers can also impact the physical condition of individual cave crayfish. Since cave organisms have a low metabolic level and limited opportunities to feed, any disturbance uses up energy that could be used in feeding or reproduction. This is definitely one ghost that has a lot more to fear from humans than humans have to fear from it.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about the ghost crayfish and what is being done to protect its habitat is at nature.org/Indiana.